Hello, and welcome again to Not Just a Rainbow Podcast. Today, Catherine is as usual with you, and we are going deep into the next uncovered topic. I hope you enjoy my project, and please share my podcast with your friends. It will help me to discover new topics about sex and relationships. Okay, let's start. Sex stats usually don't make you pause while scrolling, but this one is pretty surprising. Apparently, one out of every five adults has gone over a year without getting it on with someone else. Even the most chill people would probably be a little shocked by that. A recent survey of 1,000 adults across the country done by Joy AI reveals why some people are in a dry spell. About 22% of those surveyed haven't had sex in over a year, and 6% have never had sex. Even though 37% said they had sex in the past week, it's still lower than before the pandemic. The sex slump that experts warned about is still going strong. When folks were asked why they weren't getting busy as much, they basically said that being a grown-up nowadays is tough. Some said they don't have a partner to get freaky with, others blamed their low sex drive. Money problems were a factor for some, while others were worn out from work or just mentally drained. A lot of people also mentioned not having enough time or space to get it on. Overall, it seems like our generation is dealing with too much on our plates and not enough intimate connections. Basically, most people feel close to someone, but almost 30% don't feel close to anyone. And out of those people, half of them wish they did. When asked what they miss the most, emotional connection was the top answer, followed by physical closeness and then sex. Different people have different coping strategies. Like, over 40% of folks said they turn to adult content instead of having sex. About 17% said they've tried sexting, and 8% use AI companions. On the flip side, half of the peeps surveyed just don't replace sex with anything, which might be more about feeling drained than a conscious choice. The survey showed that more than half of people think they'll be in a relationship in 2026, and most also expect to get some action next year. But almost half of them reckon relationships are only worth it if they have a practical reason, like sharing bills or having kids. Almost half of them are scared of feeling lonely in the near future. They might not admit it, but the worry is definitely there. The stats show that these adults crave connection in all ways possible, but they feel like it's getting harder to achieve. That's all for today. I hope this episode was useful for you all. Do not forget to share my podcast with your friends, and see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.